Appleton Parkersburg volleyball coach Candace Cluspies joins me to preview this regional final. They will be taking on the Riverside Bulldogs at Van Meter High School here on Wednesday night. And coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. We talked a little bit here on Monday night after you guys defeated East Sac County. Really crisp performance. So what kind of confidence is there to be gained from such a solid performance? What did that win do for your team here on Monday night over East Sac County?
Yeah, you know, we told the girls after the game that that was kind of our closest ball that we've played to our being to our highest level so far this year. And so we're just hoping that they can take that and run with that going into this game tomorrow night. And, you know, we did a lot of good things in that game against East Sac. And so we just want to take that and build off it.
Yeah. And you had mentioned the it really started with the serving. You said that was the thing that you were most proud of about here in that one against East Sac County. Only at 86% on the season, but you guys really, again, took a big step forward. I believe you had like 10 service aces against in that match on Monday night. So what have you seen in that area of the game? Obviously, everything kind of starts from there as far as the kind of the progression and how you guys kind of got to that point.
Yeah, you know, in volleyball, if you can win serve inside out at a high percentage, you're going to win a lot of games. And so, you know, those are the two aspects that we honestly spend the most amount of time on in our practices is our serve and serve receive. And so, you know, every year we start off serving as aggressive as we can in hopes that as the year progresses, that's something that, you know, your errors kind of start to go down and maybe some aces start to go up. And we just weren't seeing that in the back third of our season. And so, you know, like we talked about, we just told the girls that we needed them to take a little bit of pace off and just be more hone in on placement with the ball. And so the last 2 weeks, I feel like we've done a good job of that. And now that they've kind of gained that confidence back and found, you know, a little bit more confidence with that, they've added a little bit more pace. And last night, I just feel was a great, you know, effort because they finally were able to bring that back. And so pulling a team out, you know, East Sac was a team that their two middles were probably their better two hitters. And because of our serving pressure, we were able to pull them out and their middles really didn't get a lot of contacts.
So when it comes to Riverside here, you know, anytime you can be undefeated at this point of the season, that's pretty remarkable. What do you know about this team and things they're gonna bring to the table? What is it that they're super good at?
Yeah, you know, any team that is 38-0, and you know, they really haven't dropped a lot of sets either this year. So it's not that they're just, you know, match wise 38-0, but they're just a very consistent team. They play very disciplined volleyball. They're a tall, athletic team, you know, and I don't think who they see in the year has a lot of taller, athletic girls, you know, like 5 or 6 deep. They play a lot of teams that do have great hitters and some back rows. I just don't know. From what I've seen, they're, you know, they're not 5 or 6 deep. And so, but, you know, nothing to take away from them. They are a good team. And so, you know, they've been down at state the last couple of years. And so they know what it takes to get there. And so they've been in those games the last couple of years too. So, you know, I think we match up really well with them across the board. And so it's just going to be one of those where we have to eliminate, you know, the 3 to 4 point runs. And if we can kind of keep it, you know, with only them getting away with maybe 2 point runs, I think it's going to be a battle back and forth.
Is there a team in the NICL or in our area that they kind of remind you of when doing some scouting on them?
Yeah, you know, I was trying to think of that when I was watching them this weekend, really. And I don't know if there truly is a team in the NICL that I would like 100% put them, maybe a little bit more like a Sumner Fred, maybe. I don't feel Sumner Fred has a tremendous freshman that can really put the ball away. And then their setter does a great job. And, you know, and Riverside runs a 6-2. And so they spread their offense out a lot, you know, like we do too. And so I don't feel like they have a hitter that is just you know, an extremely dominant hitter. They all are just really smart with the ball. And so, that's, you know, that's where I said, I feel like we really match up with them pretty well with what we do with our team and what they do with theirs. And so, you know, it's, they're just a well-balanced team.
You bet. Last question here for you today. What are going to be the biggest factors for success if you guys are to come out on top here in this one? What are going to be those keys to the win?
Yeah, you know, that first ball contact, like we said, may it be on our serve or on our pass. Serving wise, we got to put pressure on them. We have to, because of just how well disciplined they are. And so, and then, you know, on the other side of the ball, we got to be able to give Julia the best balls possible so that we can run our offense and run as many different options as we need to be able to run. You can't become just a one place ball, you know, because with that taller athletic build, they're just going to go and set up on you. And so we really got to control that first touch on both sides.
All right, that's Appleton Parkersburg volleyball coach Candace Clespies previewing this regional final against Riverside. Coach, looking forward to the match. Appreciate the time as always, and best of luck here on Wednesday night.
Thank you.
All right, more pregame coverage is coming up next.